And thanks to the organizers for the invitation to speak here. What I will talk about today is joint work with Thorsten Wethorn, and actually has been on the blackboard once or twice yesterday, so I'm just explaining how one can prove such results that have been explained yesterday, so non-emptiness of Newton strata. So let me begin by briefly explaining the setup of PL Shimura varieties that we consider. Which is actually about the same as in Elena's and Laurent's talks yesterday. So we fix a prime P. And then D is PL Shimura datum. Which is supposed to be integral and unramified at P. So what's this? Well, it's a tuple of, it's a datum consisting of a finite dimensional semi-simple Q algebra, then an involution and a VP order in there. Then, I mean, this is maybe has been on the board before. Then V is a finitely generated faithful B module. And then further, we have a star Hermitian symplectic pairing. And a lattice in V, and H determines the Hodge structure. So the reason I'm writing all this down, these details that have been omitted so far, is that at the end, you'll actually have to modify these data a little bit. Okay, so I fix such a datum, and I denote, as before, by G, the associated reductive group over Q. Over Q of OB linear symplectic similitudes of V. And I assume that G is connected. So, well, I want to study these models of Shimura varieties in the Kotwitz sense, and I want to exclude this case D, essentially. And I denote by mu, or mu h, the co-character associated with the Hodge structure h. And this is its conjugacy class. And some more notation by E, I denote the reflex field over which this conjugacy class is defined. And now, with such a PL, or yeah, PL Shimura datum, one can associate, as usual, a moduli space of abelian varieties. So to do that, one fixes, in addition, a compact open subgroup in the adult away from P of G, let's say sufficiently small, such that the moduli problem will be representable on a sufficiently small bounded open subgroup. And then I consider, as done yesterday, the moduli space of abelian varieties. So this is the associated moduli space of abelian varieties with B structure. So what is this? And level structure associated with this CP. So this is first a functor over schemes over the ring of integers of the reflex field localized at P. And for a scheme over this ring, the S-valued points are just tuples consisting of an abelian variety, then an OB action, a polarization, and a level structure. So this is polarization and a level structure. I omit all the details because they've been on the board before, several times yesterday, such that a determinant condition holds, the Kottwitz determinant condition holds. Okay, so I want to consider this moduli space, or this, in the Kottwitz sense, this model of the Shimura variety, and this is, if CP is sufficiently small, this is represented by a smooth projective scheme over this localization of OE. And so this Newton stratification is a stratification of the special fiber. So I denote by, say, quasi-projective. Yeah. I denote by A0 the special fiber. Fiber of AD at a prime over V. Okay, and now on this special fiber of the moduli space of abelian varieties, one has the Newton stratification, which is, so the Newton stratification is the subdivision into locally closed subschemes of this moduli space according to the isogeny class of the associated p-divisible groups with additional structure. So we stratify according to the following invariant. So we consider the set of p-divisible groups I write with D structure, and by this means by this I mean a p-divisible group with D structure. This should be a p-divisible group equipped with an OB action, then a polarization, and such that the determinant, a suitable determinant condition determined by D holds. And such p-divisible groups with D structure up to isogeny have been classified by Kottwitz, well, first using Dieudonné theory and then the Kottwitz classification. And what he shows is that these isogeny classes are given by some finite set that has also been on the blackboard several times, but this is a finite, one can show that this is some finite set with a group theoretic interpretation or group theoretic description. Which I won't give today because it's not essential for the purpose of my talk. What is essential is that it's a finite set, so we get, by considering the invariant mapping an abelian variety with additional structure to the corresponding isogeny class of the p-divisible group with additional structure, we get a finite invariant, and so a finite and one can show that one gets a finite subdivision into locally closed subschemes of the moduli space. So if you take some such element, which you can just view as taking an isogeny class of p-divisible groups with additional structure, then I denote by NB in A0 the locally closed reduced subscheme of the special fiber, where the isogeny class of, say, A universal, and then the P divisible group, equipped with the additional structure, so the OB action and the polarization induced by the corresponding structure on the universal abelian variety, is equal to B. So here, A universal is the universal abelian variety on A0, or, well, with additional structure. Okay, so, and the question is now, or, the, well, not the question, the theorem is now that these elements B, G mu, indeed parametrize the Newton strata in the sense that for each B and B of G and mu, the corresponding Newton stratum is non-empty. So, theorem, which is joined with Veyton, for all B and B of G and mu, the corresponding NB is non-empty. So what does that mean? Remember, I said that you should imagine B as just a an isogeny class of p-divisible groups with additional structure. And so the statement of this theorem means that whenever you pick such an isogeny class, you will find an abelian variety with additional structure, such that the isogeny class of the associated p-divisible group is the given one. And one can show that the following statement is equivalent, which at first looks stronger. Equivalently, one can show that each p-divisible group with this structure, so say x, eta, and lambda, over an algebraically closed field, little k, is, well, not only up to isogeny, but each such p-divisible group is indeed the p-divisible group of an abelian variety. Also with such a D structure over k. Okay, so this is not very hard to show, that these two things are equivalent. And, well, there are a couple of remarks about this theorem. So first remark is this theorem answers or proves a conjecture by Laurent Fargue and Rappoport. So both of them have conjectured this. It has been shown before in many special cases, so for many classical families of P.L. Shimura varieties, for example, in the Siegel case, this has been shown by Ort. So in several special cases, this was known before. So one example is the Siegel case, so where you don't have any additional endomorphisms imposed, but a polarization. This has been shown by Ort. He calls this conjecture the Manin conjecture. Godfather's case, then, for example, in the Harris Taylor case, this was also, of course, known because there one has a very explicit descriptions of the Newton strata and knows, of course, also that they are non-empty. And there are other special families of Shimura varieties where this has been known before. Then other results in this direction. Well, in the meantime, after we proved this, Scholze and Sheen in their paper also can derive the same theorem for many cases. I think not. They have to make some assumptions because they use global arguments, and for them to work, they need. Yeah, maybe. Yeah, probably. You're right. Yes. Well, I think Ort claims to have shown this, but it seems that you're right now that you say it. Right, but he says Manin and Grothendieck conjecture. So the Grothendieck is the closure one, and the Manin conjecture, as far as I understand, is non-emptiness. But anyway, maybe I should put Tate here. I think this sounds very reasonable to put Tate here. Okay. Okay. So. So in the meantime, there has been a global proof of many cases by Scholze and Sheen. And what I should also mention is that for B basic, so in the set BG mu, we saw yesterday that there's always, this has a partial ordering, this set here, and a unique minimal element, which is called basic. And for this basic element, this has been shown by Farg. This has been shown by Farg. And this is actually a result that we will need in the proof of the general case. Okay. So what's the idea of this proof of non-emptiness? The idea is to compare to a second stratification, namely to the Iqdal-Ort stratification, which considers the p-torsion of the abelian varieties up to isomorphism. So let me explain this second stratification. So the EO stratification and its group theoretic description. So these Iqdal-Ort strata have been first studied by Ort, who classifies them by so-called elementary sequences, which are of a combinatorial nature and have little to do with this group GLN at that in that particular case, but later on, several people have already introduced group theoretic interpretations, and they generalize then also to other PL Shimura varieties, and this is what I want to explain here. So first recall, Iqdal-Ort means that we stratify. So this is somehow the moral of this stratification. We stratify according to the p-torsion of the universal abelian variety plus extra structure. And more formally, what we do is the following. To obtain an invariant which works in families and is can be formulated in a group theoretic way, I need some notation. So I denote by kappa the residue field of the completion of OE at this chosen prime V, and S some kappa scheme. And then I take an S-valued point, A, iota, lambda, eta, in A0 of S. So we are always in the special fiber here. And with that, with this S-valued point, I associate three kinds of data. The first is the first Durham homology of A over S. So this is the OS linear dual of the first Durham cohomology of first Durham cohomology. This is a local free, locally free OS module, and this is also this first Durham homology is a covariant functor. So a covariant functor, and this functoriality implies that the additional structure on A induces additional structure on M. So we get that M is an OB module, and we also get a pair, an equivalence class of perfect alternating forms. On M. So this is the first datum. Then the second one is consists of two filtrations on this module. The first is induced by the, or two locally direct summons. The first is induced by the Hodge filtration, or the Hodge spectral sequence. So I denote by C. Well, the Hodge spectral sequence gives a locally direct summand in the first Durham cohomology, and then I take the dual. So A over S, and then dualized. So this is from the Hodge spectral sequence. So I should say this is a locally direct summand. And one can show that this quotient M modulo C satisfies some determinant condition. Determinant condition associated with D. And then there's a second one induced by the conjugate spectral sequence. So now I have to dualize this to end up in the homology. So this is from the conjugate spectral sequence. So yes. Well, I mean, I neglected this before, but also in this datum D, we only have some equivalence class of forms, not one single form. So you can multiply by invertible scalars. So. Yeah, right. No, just isomorphisms. Okay, and both of these are locally direct summons, and they are OB invariant. And also compatible with the pairing, that means that they are both so both OB invariant and totally isotropic with respect to the pairing. Okay, and the third piece of data are isomorphisms linking these C and D, and they are induced by the Cartier isomorphism. The Cartier isomorphism induces isomorphisms first from M modulo C, and then twisted by Frobenius to D, and from CP to M modulo D. These are both OB tensor OS linear isomorphisms. Okay, and plus they also satisfy some compatibilities with the pairing, which I don't have the time to explain in detail. So we have these a tuple, five pieces of data, M, C, D, and these two morphisms. And so such tuples consisting of a locally free OB module, OB tensor OS module, C, D locally direct summons with the determinant condition, and then two morphisms, which are OS, OB tensor OS linear isomorphisms with this compatibility. So such tuples are called D-zips. So this is a generalization of the notion of F-zips by Vetorn and Monin. And these tuples plus isomorphisms form a category. So they form a stack for the FBQC topology, which is an Artin stack. So and well, we now have this category or the stack of F of D zips, and also for each S-valued point of the moduli space, we have an associated such D zip. So we obtain a morphism of algebraic stacks. Zeta from our module of from special fiber of the moduli space to D zips. So yeah, I call this stack also D, and then with capital D, D zips. So why do I call this the Ekedal-Ott stratification? So at first I promised you that Ekedal-Ott stratification has something to do with p-torsion, and now I come up with something in the Rahm homology. This can be easy. I mean, the easiest explanation for that is using Dieudonné theory, because then one can, one can directly compare the two. So example, if S is the spectrum of a perfect field of characteristic P, so in that case, we have let M, say M tilde, not to use the same letter as here, M tilde, F, and V be the covariant Dieudonné module. So the of some k-valued point of the moduli space, so of some a iota lambda eta in a zero of k or of s. And so then one can show, using comparison results of Oda between the Rahm homology and this crystalline Dieudonné theory, one can show, so this uses results of Oda, that the D zip of this tuple A iota lambda eta is isomorphic to the following t to the following tuple, where you take M to be just the Dieudonné module M tilde, modulo P M tilde. And then for C, you take the kernel of F. So F induces a morphism from M to M, which is no longer injective, and you take the kernel of this. And D is to be is defined as the kernel of V from M to M. And then these two morphisms, phi 0 and phi 1, are just induced by F and the inverse of V. So you can easily check that these two induce by the usual compatibilities between F and V for Dieudonné modules, they induce they are induced by F and V inverse. And so the F zip in this case classifies, so to say, the isomorphism class of the reduction modulo P of this Dieudonné module, which is nothing but classifying the P torsion of the P divisible group or the abelian variety. So this indeed generalizes Ekedal-Ort invariant. And using this description in terms of modules with invariant submodules has the advantage that you can give a group theoretic description. So the associated group G, these submodules can be encoded by their stabilizers, which are parabolic subgroups of G. And then these are also can be described as elements of the group. And so what one obtains is a group theoretic description of this whole stack D zips. So remark. There is some group theoretic description of the whole stack, which I don't want to explain in detail. I only want to explain the geometric points of the stack. But one can extend this to the whole stack. So if you take an algebraically closed field, okay, algebraically closed, then one can show that the set of k-valued points is in bijection with some finite set with a subset of the Weyl group of G. So this subset JW is defined as those elements W and W such that W is the shortest representative of some coset of its coset under multiplication by some group W lower J. So first of all, this is the Weyl group of G. Of G, and this is the Weyl group of some Levy subgroup determined by mu. By this Hodge co-character. And one also, the topological space of this stack can also be described in terms of these elements. There's a partial ordering on this set JW, which describes the closure relations and the topological space D zips. And this description then shows that there's a unique closed point of this stack of D zip. Okay. Corresponding to the element 1 in JW. So, okay, so this is somehow still the description of this invariant. And now, somehow one of the main results on Ekedar odds, of our main results on the stratification is the following. Yeah. Yeah, I think it's the stabilizer. I mean, it's. I think for technical reasons, it's the levy that you have there is the levy component of the standard parabolic determined by minus mu and not by mu. But essentially, yeah, the parabolics are not the same. So the levies are conjugates. But yeah, well, yeah. I mean, for example, if you have GLN and classify here, want to classify p divisible groups of a given dimension and codimension, then this levy is just a GL codimension times GL dimension, this standard levy subgroup. Okay, and so well, one of our main results is now that this morphism that we have from the moduli space of the abelian varieties to this well understood moduli space of these zips is flat. And there are several consequences. For example, one can then compute dimensions of Ekedar odd strata. One consequence that is important for this application to non-emptiness is the following. For W in JW, we set the definition for we set A0 W as well, the first naive definition is that we just take as topological spaces the inverse of this set of this one element W. This is locally closed in the topological space. Of A0, let's say tensor with an algebraic closure of the residue field of OE localized at V. And I also denote by the same letter the corresponding locally closed substack. So also denote by A0W the corresponding locally closed substack or subscheme of A0 tensor K bar cover bar. And well, this is called the EO stratum corresponding to W. And so well, the goal is to study these Ekedar odd strata for all PL Shimura varieties and to compare them to Newton strata, because that's the application that I promised. So. Thank you. So for the last part of my talk, or in the last part of my talk, I want to compare these two stratifications. So of course the first question when you want to compare these two stratifications is, the first question is, for a given Newton invariant, so for a given B and B of G mu, and a given Ekedal ort type, so a W and J W, is NB intersected with A0 W non-empty. Unfortunately, this question turns out to be quite hard and is unknown in general. So, however, in certain particular cases, one can say something, and that's enough for the application that I have in mind. So the first statement that one has is, if one considers W to be the unique closed point, that is W equal to 1. So let W equal to 1, so the unique closed point of D zips, then one can very explicitly compute the possible p-divisible groups, and it turns out that the p-divisible groups are always basic, the p-divisible groups with additional structure. So this is in contained in NB0, where say B0 in BG mu is basic, is the basic element. So also the smallest or the closed stratum is the basic element. So this is in general not true. So it's not true that each Ekedal ort stratum is contained in some Newton stratum. So this turns out to be special for this case. In this case, it can even be shown that any two p-divisible groups with additional structure in this Ekedal ort stratum are isomorphic, not only isogenous. This is what Ort calls minimal p-divisible groups. But for us, it's enough to have this here. So we know that it's contained in the basic locus. And this allows the first comparison, or the first translation step. Excuse me? Yeah, I mean, for the Siegel case, it just means that it's super special, the Abelian variety. What? Yeah, it consists of one element. Yeah, it's a single, I mean, it's a single isomorphism class of p-divisible groups. Okay, and now the first, we can use this to translate information about the basic Newton stratum to information about Ekedal ort strata. Namely, we know from Prague that NB0 is non-empty. And this implies that, as a corollary, whenever such an isogeny class, whenever such an isogeny class is non-empty, we know that each p-divisible group can be lifted to in this isogeny class can be lifted to an abelian variety. So in particular, we know that this stratum here is non-empty, and this corollary here has a second consequence, namely that all Ekedal ort strata are non-empty for all W in JW. This just follows because as zeta is open and 1 is the unique closed point. Okay, so for Ekdal odd strata, we know non-emptiness for all Ekdal odd strata. Now, we want to translate back to non-emptiness of Newton strata. And there, the motivating special case is the following for split groups. So there's the following theorem, which is by Ort. Let assume that the group DQP at P is split. Then he shows that for all B in BG mu, there exists an Ekdal odd stratum which is completely contained in the Newton stratum. So there exists a W in JW such that A0, say WB, WB is completely contained in NB. Okay, so once you have this theorem, of course, non-emptiness of Newton strata follows because this is non-empty and then the other side has to be non-empty as well. And so, so this is the first remark. Remark. So the first remark is this implies that NB is non-empty. And the second remark is Ort actually also here shows more. So he proves that there is, so more precisely, there is again. There's a WB in JW such that all P divisible groups in A0 WB are isomorphic and not only isogenous and in isogenous class B. So here again, he uses his theory of minimal p-divisible groups, and he shows that in each isogeny class, there is some minimal p-divisible group, which has these properties. Okay, so our idea was to generalize this theorem by Ort to other PL Shimura varieties, that is to find an Ekdal odd stratum, which is contained in the given Newton stratum. Unfortunately, this gets quite technical, and so in all examples that we did, it worked out, but we weren't able to show the direct generalization of this theorem. However, one can show something a little more complicated, but which is also enough to deduce this non-emptiness of Newton strata. So what we obtained was the following, or is the following theorem. So, let me recall what we had. So we had a PL datum, which was B star OB V a pairing a lattice and H. And then we fixed an isogeny class, G mu, B as above. And okay, this is given, and then the theorem says there is a second PL datum, which is very similar to the first, but in general not the same. Say B, D prime. Well, it's the same B star OB and V, but the polarization or this alternating form may be different. So this is maybe different, and the H accordingly also. And there are further compatibilities. So in addition to agreeing on this algebra and the order and so on, we want that this pair of the vector space with a form is isomorphic to V with the other form over, well, when completed at a prime at a place V for all finite places V. V with the following technical condition, with the following property. So let F be the center of B, and then F0 the subfield where this involution is the identity, and V such that there exists no place of F0 over V which is ramified in F. So in particular, we have this isomorphism at the prime we are interested in at the prime P. So our group G at QP will stay the same and not change by changing this PL datum. And in this for this new PL, maybe I shouldn't make a remark in the middle of the theorem. And with the following property. So associated with D prime, we also have a moduli space and all the other associated data. So let A0 prime and U prime and J prime be the associated moduli space, etc. And then note D QP is equal or canonically isomorphic to once one picks such an isomorphism, one gets an isomorphism between GQP and G prime QP. And so we can view this element of B G mu as an element of B of G prime. And then the first assertion is that we can find all these pieces of data in such a way that B is also in B of G and mu prime. And there is a W in J prime W, so an Eckerdal odd stratum for the new moduli space with A0, the new moduli space and its Eckerdal odd stratum contained in the Newton stratum in the new moduli space associated with the same B. How does one construct such a thing? The idea is that at the prime P, the group doesn't change. So one can start by constructing this element W, which only depends somehow on this data at P, and then in the second step one has to do a global argument and to show that such a PL datum exists, which realizes the new W prime and the new mu prime, which is constructed in the first step. And now in the remaining couple of minutes, I want to explain how this theorem still implies non-emptiness of Newton strata. So, this is now, well, not as easy as in Oort's case, in this split case, but also not very hard. So, sketch of proof of non-emptiness. So recall what we have. So given D, this PL datum, and the isogeny class in BG mu, we already know, more or less by definition, that by the definition I gave for BG mu, we know that there is a p-divisible group, I denoted by X underline, with additional structure. With B structure in the given isogeny class. And the task to prove even the stronger statement I had at the beginning is to lift this to an abelian variety. And so by the previous, so this is the first input, the second input is the previous theorem. So we know by this theorem, we know that there is an abelian variety with D structure, with E prime structure, so A prime, iota prime, lambda prime, and eta prime in A 0 for D prime of K, of some algebraically closed field, such that, well, what we know is that, so this will be a point in this given Ekedal-Oort stratum, so it will also be a point in this given Newton stratum. So the p-divisible group is already in the given isogeny class. So we have that A prime, and taken the p-divisible group with iota prime and lambda prime, is isogenous X underline. Okay, so if it's isogenous, we can take an isogeny, preserving all this additional structure, of course. And I denote by C its kernel. And now, okay, and now we obtain also, we can just take the isogeny, the corresponding isogeny for abelian varieties, namely we divide A prime by this kernel C. So we define A to be A prime modulo C. And on here we had a D prime structure that is an OB action, a polarization. And so the D prime structure on A prime induces OB action polarization. So let's say Uda, a polarization lambda, and a level structure eta on A. The only question is, why does this new tuple A, Uda, lambda, eta satisfy the determinant condition for D? But this is automatic because we know that the determinant condition can be checked on p-divisible groups. And the p-divisible group of this new tuple is, by definition, just our x underline. So the determinant condition also holds. For D holds. And so we have indeed constructed A, Yoda, lambda, eta in A0 in the Newton stratum for B of K in this moduli space A0 for the PL datum that was given. Okay, and then I think my time is already over for 2 minutes. Thank you. Well, I think, I mean, locally, so at the prime P, for example, if you take a restriction of scalars of GLN as your group GQP, then the determinant condition is can be expressed in terms of certain PIs and QIs. And what we want to change is these PIs and QIs. So I keep the sum of the PIs the same, but I want to change the individual ones in the individual summons corresponding to this Galois decomposition. Yeah, this is somehow the local idea in the first step, and then one has to change the PL datum in order to be able to change this H to some H prime that one wants. Thank you.